87. The Power of Half. Authors Kevin and Hannah Salwin. Reviewed by Andy Davis. Joan and Kevin Salwin and their two teenage children, Hannah, 14, and Joe, 13, live in Atlanta, Georgia, in the USA. The Salwin family has a good life. Both parents earn excellent salaries. They owned a beautiful house that cost $2 million. Their dream was to keep buying newer, bigger, and better things. The dream changed one evening when Hannah and her dad stopped at a red light on their way home. It was a street where there were many homeless people. This was the moment when Hannah began to wonder why she had so much and they had so little. During dinner, Hannah said to her parents, "I want us to be a family that makes a difference in the world, even if it's a small difference." After a lively discussion, Hannah's mum finally said, "What do you expect us to do? Sell our house? Move into a house half the size? Are you ready to give up your room?" "What do you think?" Hannah answered. "If someone asked you what you were ready to give up for others, what would you answer?" Very few people would give up their house. In the book, The Power of Half, Hannah's dad describes the family discussions that take place over many months until the Salwins finally decide to sell their house and move into a much smaller one. He describes how amazed their family and friends are when they decide to donate half of the money they get for the house to a good cause. But the book isn't about donating $1 million. It's about how the Salwins changed. Hannah's dad says that the best thing about selling the house is that the family spends more time together and now have lots of quality time with each other. They gave up many of their possessions and became a closer family. The Power of Half is definitely worth reading. It's a book which can change your life. It shows that when we help others, we help ourselves too. Each of us is a person who has the potential to make a difference in the world.